Barbara Foster Rentz joins me now to talk about the book she has written. It's called The Adventures of Rodney and Me. Thanks for giving us some time, your time today. Where did the inspiration come from for The Adventures of Rodney and Me?
A whole bunch of scientists nagging me to write a book about my turtle. Rodney and I have been together since 1981, and they all thought he should be in print because of his personality.
Well, I take it he's got quite a vivid personality, hasn't he?
He certainly does.
How did Rodney come to be with you in the first instance?
His original owner, his name also Rodney Honeycutt, literally showed up at our front door one day. He was friends of my husband and I, and he said, "I've got to go back to the States. He needs a new home here." And he put him on my lap and said, "You take him." And that was the last time we saw Rodney.
Okay. Now the owner's gone back and left you with Rodney the turtle. Do you think Rodney still thinks about his original owners?
He doesn't have a chance to think about them.
Okay.
All wrapped up with me.
How do you two get along together?
We love each other. Can't you tell?
Well, I can tell there's a lot of love in the air, and it's certainly coming from down your direction. Of course, you're up the top of the hill at Caranda. Where does Rodney spend most of his time? Is he out the back in a nice big pond?
No. He lives under the stairs in our lounge. Our lounge room has stairs, 6 steps entering into it from the main floor. And under the stairs, he has his little home. And he actually has a convenience pond that I bought from, those prefab ponds that you get at Bunnings and places like that. So I bought one big enough so that he could swim in it. He could climb in and out as he desires. But he does have a proper tank in the house where I will put him during the day or if I am wanting to feed him, which is every other day.
Right, okay. It sounds very, very interesting to me. It seems a bit like the Rodney the turtle. All his needs seem to be pretty satisfied. And in the book, Rodney talks about you as well, Barbara, and he says about you that you have lots of names for him. He indicates most of them are pleasant. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're all pleasant. The only one he objects to is Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo. And that's because, what's his name, Dr. Harry. Dr. Harry, in one of the episodes that I saw him on Burke's Backyard years ago, indicated that these turtles are smelly. And, of course, I got upset and screamed out at the top of my voice, "Dr. Harry, my Rodney does not stink." Very often, that is. But they are referred to as stink pots because you can tell when a turtle has done his business.
All right, then. Well, I can understand why Rodney would be very distressed with Dr. Harry. Obviously, when he sees if Rodney is in front of the television set and Dr. Harry's there, what do they call that program? Is that Dr. Harry's Practice?
Yes.
Something like that. I rather suspect that Rodney says to you, "Hey, Mum, Barbara, please switch the channel onto something else." Does he actually say that? I bet you and Rodney the Turtle have some very, very interesting conversations together, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, and I guess that would it be true to say that I would suspect that in the evening or late afternoon, if you were having anything alcoholic to drink, that would be the best time to speak to Rodney?
Well, in the evening, we do have a time when we are together for anywhere from 1 to 3 hours, depending upon how hungry I or my husband are. But before it's time for turtles to go to Betty Bye's. And I don't know about the gin and tonic.
No.
We're certainly there. He's up on my shoulder, wrapped around my neck.
It must be a wonderful... Look, I'm sorry for butting in, but that strikes me as being a rather wonderful picture.
It's a wonderful picture and feeling for me, and I believe for Rodney, otherwise he wouldn't do it.
Look, I'm sure that most of the human race would agree that it's better to have some four-legged animal friends, and I'm referring to Rodney, than another human being. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say I have wonderful friends. I'm not complaining, and I love animals.
All right. Oh, we'll probably leave that angle alone. If you've just joined us, I'm speaking to Barbara Foster Rentz, who's written a book called The Adventures of Rodney and Me. It's an extraordinary book about a turtle. I want to ask you now, has Rodney got a girlfriend?
He certainly does. Did you read that book?
No, I didn't, but I'm just surmising.
Well, I just figured you did because... in there, it does say that he's got a girlfriend.
Okay. Would you say Rodney's fairly frisky?
Oh, yes. Nice word. Oh, yes. Hence the pet rock.
Right. How long have you and Rodney been together?
1981.
Okay, well, that's quite a long time, and obviously you've bonded quite well together.
Yes, we have. We have indeed.
Now, it seems to me it would be an ideal Christmas present. Where or how do you lay your hands on The Adventures of Rodney and Me?
Well, thank you for asking. You can find him and order him from my website, rodneyandme.com, but... we've got stockists in town. Cairns Books at Cairns Central, Terra Nova Gallery up here in Caranda, Tablelands Books in Atherton, or Azalea House Studio also in Atherton. And I'll be in Tolga at the Tolga Markets on Sunday with that book, and I'm happy to autograph it for anyone or any of the children that want it. And if they want me to sing Rodney's song that I wrote for him, I am most happy to oblige.
Well, Barbara, don't be offended, but I'm not going to encourage you at this very moment in time to start singing because I want to get some more information about you about The Adventures of Rodney and Me. I suppose the appeal, of course, is to a much younger audience. Does the appeal reach out to adults at all?
The parents love the book, but I have geared this book towards parents nurturing their babies and involving them so that as the years go by, they can read it, the children can read it for themselves, and it helps to create the love of reading, which I think is so lacking these days in young people. In fact, I find a lot of young people still have a lot of difficulty with reading even after high school. So I would say that the book is geared towards the parents to create that bond between parent and child, develop the love of reading for the child so that by the time the child is about 5 years old, he or she can read it on their own. The book goes up to age 14. Everything in it is accurate scientifically, and it is used from time to time for school projects.
Rodney, sorry, I thought for a moment I was talking to Rodney. Of course, I'm talking to you, Barbara Foster Rentz. We do have a bit of a line problem. Every now and again, the line goes a bebop shabop. In other words, it's not as clear as what it should be. I do recall, Barbara, when we were kids growing up in a very, very small country town, Mum used to, I guess as part of the nurturing young children, Mum used to read to us every night from a book, and we used to always get a bit of a laugh. And Mum always, she read it pretty straightforward without any, I don't suppose she had any problems in reading, but she was quite a great animator, and I'm sure that any parent reading this book, The Adventures of Rodney and Me, would bring much delight to young children.
I think so. I read to the Tiny Tackers in the different libraries here in Cairns and Caranda, and I try to be as animated as possible, and that's why Kai, the illustrator, has designed the pictures as he has so that they are bright colors to bring the children in, because at that young stage in their lives, they love color and they love a good story. And if you can animate and sing, even better.
Just before we go today, Barbara, can I ask you, when you were putting this book together, back in the past, did you have your own favorite children's author? I can only think of way back in the past of people like maybe Edith Blyton. Was there any one author that influenced you along the way in putting this book together?
Well, you see, we had a different form of reading as children. In the time that I grew up, there were no libraries in the area that we lived, and so we created our own children's story. So, for example, if you were my sibling and you wanted a bedtime story tonight and maybe Mom and Dad are at work, I'm it. So the rule in our house was you never start a story with Once Upon a Time. You can start a story with anything else you want, but not that. So my sister might say to me, Babs, the sky, look at it. Look at all those spots. There's a purple, and there's a brown, there's a red. What do you reckon? And then she'd shut up, and that means tell me the story based on that from there.
Oh, well, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me. I can see, Barbara, that you're a woman that certainly does not run out of words. Having said that, I do think that you and myself need to depart. I've got a few other things I need to do along the way. But look, I have to say, it's been delightful speaking to you. By the way, just before we do go today, is this the first book that you have written?
Yes, it is.
Do you think there'll be more along the way?
Well, the people that encouraged me to write this book would like me to write one on the girlfriend, and would like me to write one on the Cockroach King. Time will tell. I never saw myself as an author.
Right. So now, there is one final question. These words, they're famous words, but there's one final question. Rodney the Turtle, now obviously you, Barbara Foster-Rentz, would be his best friend. Who would be his second best friend, do you think?
The Cockroach King.
The Cockroach King, and that's okay, and that'll be the source probably for your next book.
Yes.
All right, Barbara. Look, it's been delightful. I've been speaking today to Barbara Foster-Rentz. She's got a book out which you might care to buy for your young kids. It's called The Adventures of Rodney and Me. It's available here in the Cairns City area. I'm sure if you go onto the website too, just give us that website once again, Barbara, before you go.
www.rodneyandme.com.
All right.
Brian, may I say thank you to you and thank you to FM891 for giving me the opportunity to share Rodney's story with your listeners.
Look, I'm sure that nobody need to be bored over the Christmas period. If you've got rallies around that you can't be bothered with, grab hold of the book, The Adventures of Rodney and Me, and be delighted. Barbara Foster-Rentz, look, I want to say again, a big thank you for your time today.
And thank you.